G'day, welcome to Partakers Easter 2016 series, where we are looking at the life of Jesus Christ leading up to the events of Easter and beyond.
So, what is the significance of Jesus' resurrection? Let's look briefly at that now. Paul writing in 1 Corinthians 15. Now I declare to you, brothers, the good news which I preached to you, which also you received, in which you also stand, by which you are also saved, if you hold firmly the word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Jesus Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Peter, then to the 12. Then he appeared to over 500 brothers at once, most of whom remain until now, but some have also fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, as to the child born at the wrong time, he appeared to me also. That was the apostle Paul writing to the Corinthian church about the Jesus he knew, the Jesus who had been raised from the dead physically. And this resurrection of Jesus Christ provided the central theme for the sermons and teaching in the early church. But again, what significance is there in Jesus' resurrection? The resurrection of Jesus Christ proved and vindicated all of Jesus' teaching and claims to be the suffering servant. It attested to his being fully God and the last judge of all mankind. The resurrection of Jesus Christ declared God's approval of Jesus' obedient service and the fulfillment of all the Old Testament promises, resulting in forgiveness of sins and salvation being only found in and through him. This was the prime motive for evangelism in the early church. Jesus' resurrection is a sign of the bodily resurrection for all believers in him. It gave a new attitude to death and transforming hopes. As the resurrected King, Jesus now intercedes for his church, and he has perfected the redemption of all those who choose to follow him. And finally, as we saw with the cross, the resurrection of Jesus' physical body is a sure victory over Satan, sin, and death. All three are conquered and squashed. Satan is a defeated creature, and he will do anything to drag people into defeat with him. The power of sin is conquered, and sin's grip is overcome if you are a believer in Jesus Christ. Finally, death has been beaten, because those who believe and trust in Jesus Christ will live forever with him, with new bodies. Death is not the end, but a beginning. If Jesus Christ did not physically rise from the dead, we as Christians are the product of the greatest delusional lie of all time, and we are the most foolish of all. But Jesus did rise from the dead. And that is good news. It's good news that Jesus is alive.
Thanks for joining us today on Partakers. Come back every day to www.partakers.co.uk, where there is something uploaded as an MP3 to help you as a Christian disciple in the 21st century. Our books are also available at pulptheology.co.uk and on Amazon. See you later, Dave Roberts.